Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through the gospel readings that the church gives us this week from the amazing prayer of Jesus in John 17, part of the Last Supper discourse. That 13 to 17 is some of the most amazing revelation and just pure gold that the Lord gives us. Jesus unpacks there and communicates to the apostles the central things he wants us to focus on as disciples, especially in 14, 15, and 16, how to stay connected to him, how to live a fruitful life in him, how to understand what it is we're living through. And then, of course, John 17 is the long, beautiful prayer of Jesus interceding for the apostles, the disciples, but also those who believe in the words that the disciples bring to them. That includes you and includes me. So it's worth reflecting on. There's so much we can learn from what it is. We ask the question, what does Jesus want me to know? Or maybe even put even more simply, say, if anybody ever asks you, does God speak to you? Ever hear God speak to you? And you may have never heard him speak in an audible voice, but many people I've seen, I never really hear the Lord. The Lord never really speaks to me. Well, one of the fundamental, most important ways he speaks to us is through his word, is through this spirit-inspired, life-changing, living word of God that gets communicated to us in the scripture. There's really nothing like it. And be hard-pressed to find a more intimate revelation of the heart of Jesus anywhere in the scripture than in this Last Supper discourse of John's gospel. It's worth going back to again and again and again and just asking the Holy Spirit to help us understand. Part of the Holy Spirit's mission is to manifest, and Jesus says it very clearly, he'll lead us to all truth. The Holy Spirit will give to us what has been given to Jesus. He'll bring to our memory. He'll help us understand the truth that Jesus communicated from the Father and what we need to know so that we can live in it and that we can walk in it. Some of the key themes that are in this section of John's gospel are worth just kind of reflecting on for a moment. The followers of Jesus and how Jesus kind of defines us here, both in his prayer to the Father, a lot is received, but also what he speaks directly to the apostles. Jesus' understanding of what he was called to do by the Father. He says that the Father gave to Jesus the call to communicate who he is, to communicate the Father. The apostles themselves, Jesus says, were given to him by the Father, that the Father called them out of the world, that they no longer be of the world, to be in the world, but not of it. And Jesus said to them, Father, Jesus was aware of that, that he, God the Father, had specifically called the apostles to gather around Jesus. Jesus received them. So he says to the Father, Father, I receive those you've given to me. Now remember the gospel reading where Peter identifies Jesus. Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And he says, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus smiles and rejoices. He said, because my heavenly Father has revealed this to you, Peter. Your flesh and you didn't just come to this on your own logic. Flesh and blood didn't give you this, but it's my Father acting. It's my Father revealing me and who I am. And it delighted the heart of Jesus that his good friends were being helped by Jesus' Father and the apostles' Father. They didn't quite know it yet. They hadn't been baptized fully into it yet. But Jesus was delighted to see the hand and the power of the Father at work, bringing the apostles into an understanding and a revelation of who Jesus is. And Jesus says, Father, I understand that you called them out of the world. So guess what? Everyone who's baptized into Jesus, into Christ, into his church, this same process happened. No one comes to the Father, Jesus said, except through me, unless the Father draws him, he says. Now, the Father draws everyone around Jesus and to Jesus, those who come to repentance and baptism. And then he says, Jesus said to them, yes, Father, and you called them out of the world. When the Father draws us, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, draws us to Jesus. He's setting us apart, he's marking us, and he's calling us out of the world to live differently, radically differently, to now live in the kingdom of God, to be in the world, but not of the world. And then Jesus goes on to say, you know, you can see his sense of the assignment that he's been given to him. Now, every disciple has an assignment. I can talk about that a little bit later, but Jesus knows clearly what the Father has given him to do. And he says this, Jesus is aware that he said they receive the word, that is, the apostles receive the word that the Father gave him. To receive it meant this. Jesus said, they believed that I have come from you, number one, and that the Father has sent me, and that he's the only true God. Jesus said they received this truth, they internalized it, they accepted, and they know that I came directly from you. You sent me, and that you're the only true God. He said, they believe now, Father, that I have power over all flesh and have the power to give eternal life to all who receive me. That's the word. Jesus is the living word that reveals the Father. And he said he revealed the Father's name to the apostles. And he said to them, of course, in this section, he said to Philip and others, to see me is to see the Father. So Jesus came fundamentally in bringing the kingdom was to reveal the Father, the origin of it all. And Jesus told the Father he could see his word at work in the apostles, and they understood the essential thing, that Jesus was not just one of many great prophets in the history of Israel, but everything in the prophetic history of Israel pointed toward the coming of Jesus as the unique, eternal Son of God, who is himself God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made. Every other prophet was made. Every other prophet was not an eternally begotten Son of the Father. He didn't share the divine nature. Jesus is that unique Son. And he's the only one, he'll say in different places, who knows the Father. He said, because I came from the Father. And then he came from the Father and he reveals to us, to all the apostles, what he wants us to know most of all, that he is the one. He's the one who's been given all authority in heaven and on earth. That authority comes from his unique relationship from all eternity with the Father. That the Father has given him power and authority. And that means Jesus has power over all flesh. The destiny of the human race is in the hands of Jesus alone. And no other religious leader on the planet, no other description of a God, no other exalted guru, nobody can bring this. None of them are eternally begotten of the Father. None of them share the divine nature. None of them are sent by, as Jesus says here in John's Gospel, the only true God. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And his Son has been given by the Father as he took on human flesh in the incarnation. Now, he's the beginning of a new race of people. He's the second Adam, and he's the head of this new race of people, and he will be Lord over all of us, and he's the one who has power over all flesh, and he's the one who has power to give eternal life, to give us power to become children of God. Nobody else can do that. It doesn't come by just willing it. It doesn't come by following a new age guru or having some great philosophy that we reflect on or centering ourselves or meditating on the voice in our heart. New life comes from baptism into Jesus Christ. That's it. The old man is put to death. The sinful nature is crucified, put to death in baptism, and we're raised to new life in Christ. And so Jesus wants us to see the Father and to reveal the intimacy that he has with the Father, and bring us all into it, to give us a share in this amazing relationship and to know the Father's name. So Paul builds on that in Ephesians, that beautiful section in chapter 8, describing how we're alive in the Spirit. The flesh is put to death by the power of the Spirit within us, and the Spirit within us speaks to our spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit that we're children of God. And we begin to call Father Abba. No one else had ever brought that concept, period. Because no one else ever lived in and experienced that Jesus was the only one. He is the eternally begotten Son. And he comes now to bring us into this entirely new reality. So Christianity is not just another religion. It's not just a matter of someone coming saying, get your act together and line up and get the commandments clear in your head. It's not about a moral system or performance. Those things matter. That is the morality. That's at the heart of it. But it's fundamentally a new life in the Holy Spirit being brought from death to life. In this whole section as well, Jesus describes how the apostles, and he helps them see they're going to be hated by the world. And as he prays to the Father, he knows, he's praying for them because he knows what we're going to go through. Not just the 12, not just those who are in the upper room, 120, but everyone who believes in Jesus is going to experience enmity from the world, to be separated from the world. We start to live in the kingdom, and we're living in this world and in political systems and nations and countries all around the world. And as Jesus himself said, we'll give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but we're not going to give to God what belongs to God because we're living in the future kingdom is present now in our lives. So Jesus describes so beautifully these key themes, and he tells the Father, he says to the Father that I've glorified your name. How did Jesus glorify the Father's name? Through obedience. He accomplished the work the Father sent him to do. This is an incredibly significant model for us and a way to understand and to hear Jesus. That's what he communicated to you and to me, that to be in the kingdom, to be rightly aligned with the Father, is to do his will and to seek to please him above all things, to want to know and hear his voice and to follow it, to live in it. Jesus prays, Father, glorify me. How does the Father glorify the Son? By raising from the dead, by his enthronement at his right hand through the ascension, and glorifying Jesus' human flesh. Jesus said in John 17, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had before the world was made. So the glory that Jesus had from all eternity as the eternally begotten Son of God. Now that glory, Jesus comes home. Jesus comes back in human flesh. And he says, Father, glorify me now. And the Father's going to bring human flesh that had fallen from glory into the presence of God the Father and raise it to glory. That is the power, majesty, the renown, the very glory of God is now filling. And it's hard, we can't put words on it. This participation, as Peter would say, in the divine nature. Look what Jesus has done. Look what he's done for you. Look what he's done for me. Look at how amazing our destiny is. What the extraordinary, almost indescribably wonderful love of God that's poured out in Jesus Christ and what we, sinful, broken people, have been given. Friends, this is why the saints could live in the world no matter what the circumstance and still walk in joy, still walk in freedom, and just be living in and abiding in the Lord's love, because they realized by God's grace, they believed it. They believed what Jesus did, and it transformed them and gave them extraordinary power to be able to live through any and all circumstances. May the Lord do the same in us. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.